Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Our verses for Wednesday, the 20th of May, come from Proverbs 29:7 and Hebrews 6:10. The righteous know the rights of the poor. God is not unjust. He will not overlook your work and the love that you showed for his sake in serving the saints, as you still do. We're taking a look at the word cover-ups today, as it is so common for us to try to hide behind something that we think is one thing when it really is another. We pretend to be something we're not. That's really what the word hypocrite means, when we're hiding and not coming clean. Zacchaeus was a man in hiding. We met him yesterday up a tree.
He probably was happy that Jericho had no winter when the leaves came off the tree. Otherwise, he would have been hard to be in hiding with bare trees.
Yeah, and Christ found him anyway because he was looking for him.
Yes, he was.
He had a plan for him to cover him with the true righteousness instead of his false efforts to make himself look good.
But when he did find him, there was transformation.
Right.
Jesus spoke into his heart, and literally he had a heart transplant.
Yeah. He received the heart that Jesus brought to him. And of course, we learned how Christ's heart for you and for me, that's given for us on the cross, becomes our heart. And he gets our heart in exchange. That's what we call the sweet swap. That was the message yesterday, that he gets our wickedness and we get his goodness. Today's lesson, we give him our unrighteousness and he gives us his righteousness. And it's a gift of his righteousness that changes us, that all of a sudden changes our values, attitudes, and expectations. In Zacchaeus' case, he gave away a tremendous amount of his wealth. Wealth that he recognized really wasn't his own. It belonged to God, as he belonged to God, so he could give it freely away.
I'd still like to talk about this hypocrite thing, though, a little bit, because I think often we put on a false front. We don't know we're hiding, but we don't dare show our true self. We want to look good. Mm-hmm. We have that external Christian faith around us, and we attach things to us that make us look righteous.
Well, that actually is our cover-up. That's our pretense. Those are the fig leaves that we've inherited from Adam and Eve that we surround ourselves with.
This is really living under the law, and the law always condemns us, boxes us in, keeps us stuck in a place where we try to keep living and you can't escape.
This is the theme of the play by Jean-Paul Sartre, No Exit. It's a story of three people who are locked in a room together for eternity. They can't escape. And the whole notion of this is that they cannot live independently of the effects of the opinions of those around them. And this is hell on earth, when you are constantly influenced in your attitude and your sense of yourself by what other people say, feel, or think about you, and how it reinforces your need to hide in whatever way you have practiced in hiding. That's what we find in Jesus. When the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. And Zacchaeus was free indeed, and you and I are free indeed. And what frees us is we're freed from that thing that we think we have to protect inside ourselves that really is killing us.
That's what forgiven living is. We have someone who frees us from that. He is our exit,
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be confined or determined by those conditions of living.
Well, the other thing is that we're dead.
Yeah.
We died in our baptism and yes. We rise in Christ. We're a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
And that new creation is a creation that is free for living in the present moment without fear.
Well, we think of Jesus and how he knew the rights of the poor, and he was free. He was free to heal them and help them and reach out to them.
Yeah, healed them on the wrong day of the week.
That's true. And he also was reaching out for even the little ones, the children. Let them come unto me.
And his ministry to women and the marginalized people, the lepers, people who had no place in society. He looked for them. The woman at the well, yes. She was a Samaritan. He went there on purpose.
And we think of Mary. She had no rights. She was chosen by God. And the shepherds, they had no rights, but they were chosen.
And guess who is included in that audience? We are. Because every effort we make to try to hide ourselves, he comes through, breaks into our hiding and says, Johann, Sonia, you're included. Come out wherever you are and enjoy the joy of life that I have for you.
And this transformation comes through the power of the Holy Spirit, which he's given to us. Remember, we heard the advocate, our comforter, our inspiration to give us new joys that we could never have comprehended until this time.
And as you look at these two verses today, just think about all that Christ is making possible in you, through you, and for you, so that you, like him, are righteous and you know the rights of the poor.
Amen. We'll close with Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love.
Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Kneel at the feet of our friends, silently washing their feet. This is the way we will live with you. Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.